Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and this week we're listening to Piping Music. This is another one of the Old Time Records collections of 78s that have been re-released. It was released a few years back, and it's traditional Irish recordings from 1917 to about 1950 of pipe music. That was Michael Carney from County Mayo there, recorded by Columbia Records in New York in February of 1929, The Jig, The Geese, and The Bog. We're going to continue with another track of Michael Carney, this time joined by the great fiddle player James Morrison, originally from Sligo, but living in New York. And this was recorded also in 1929 in February on Columbia Records. Here are two hornpipes, Paul Halfpenny and Fisher's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
was Felix Doran, recorded in Dublin around 1950, but released on the Boston Copley label. He played The Pigeon on the Gate and the Congress Reel there. Felix Doran was a brother to Johnny Doran, another great well-known piper. Johnny was one of the traveling pipers. They played with very different styles, but a great musical family of pipers there. Before that, we heard Sean Dempsey with a medley of reels, The First House in Connaught, Rolling in the Ryegrass, and The Honeymoon, also recorded in Dublin in May of 1937. Sean Dempsey came from Kildare and was a student of the great Leo Rousham, who we'll be listening to later in the program. We're going to continue with another recording, this time from Chicago. This was Joseph Sullivan on the pipes, Patrick Doran on the flute, Joe Owens on fiddle, and a piano player who is probably Mike Hart. This is a Columbia recording from their slightly less used studio in Chicago rather than the New York one. Here they are with Follow Me Around the Garden and The Lark in the Meadow. Thank you. That was another recording from Columbia Records from Chicago, made in July of 1927. That was Bowen's Irish Orchestra with Galway Girl and the Stokestown Reel. And that was Joe Sullivan, again on pipes, joined this time by Dennis Flynn on the pipes, Patrick Doran again on the flute, Joe Owens and William McCormick on fiddles, and Mike Hart on the piano. We'll return to New York now with something from the Gennett label. This is Tom Ennis on the pipes, probably one of the most recorded pipers from the 78 era. And he's joined by John Garrity on the fiddle and Paddy Muldoon on the piano. Here they are with a few polkas, an unusual selection for pipe players of that golden era of piping. So here they are, Tom Ennis and John Garrity.
Thank you.
Fitzpatrick Fitzpatrick on the Pipes, recorded March 9th of 1917 for Columbia in New York. He has a very interesting style there, preferring to use trills rather than the more common rolls, very old style of piping. And that was one of the earliest piping recordings from the 78 era. That was Donnybrook Fair. Before that, we heard from James Ennis, the father of the very famous pipe player and music collector Seamus Ennis, and that was from 1931, recorded in Dublin. We'll hear another track from the Gennett label now, recorded in New York in 1924. This is the Leitrim-born piper Michael Gallagher with two great reels, Lucy Campbell's and The Cup of Tea. Thank you. That was Sean O'Nolan, also known as the Wicklow Piper, with a few airs. Believe me, if all those endearing young charms and the last rose of summer. That was recorded in November of 1925 for Columbia Records, again in New York. The piano player is unknown there. Sean O'Nolan recorded a lot between 1925 and 1931. He started out with piping recordings, but then went on to be better known for his singing. Before that, we heard from a few more Chicago artists. That was Edward Mullaney on the pipes and Patrick Steck on the fiddle with Mullaney's favorite and the Ladies' Pantalettes. We're going to continue with the great Leo Rousham. I mentioned him earlier on. We heard from a student of his, but now we'll hear the man himself playing an air called The Dark Woman of the Glen. This was recorded in Dublin during a recording session February 23rd to 24th of 1944.
Thank you.
was Leo Rousom again with Jackson's Morning Brush and the Clare Jig. Those were recorded for HMV in Dublin on March 12th of 1938. He was a very well-known, well-respected musician, pipe maker, and a teacher, as we heard. We heard one of his students earlier in the program, the great Leo Rousom there. We're going to continue with a recording from Dan Sullivan's Shamrock Band from New York. This is from February of 1926, with Daniel J. Murphy on the pipes, Michael C. Hannafin and Thomas Ryan on the fiddles, Daniel P. Maloney on the whistle, and Dan Sullivan, the man himself, on the piano. This is The Fairy Dance and The 5 Mile Chase. Thank you. That was the piper Liam Walsh with a few well-known hornpipes, Dumfries and Alexanders. The record was actually entitled The Stack of Barley and was recorded for Rex in London, December 4th of 1933. Thank you so much for tuning in this week to From the Shamrock Shore. I'm your host, Heather Cole-Mullen, and you've been listening to KRVS Radio, serving Lafayette, Lake Charles, and beyond, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This week we've been listening to selections from the Old Time Records CD, Volume Number 3, Piping Rarities. These are classic discs that were never previously issued on vinyl or CD, only on 78, coming from 1917 all the way up through 1950. Those can be ordered online. The Old Time Records label has done a few really great CDs, so I highly recommend you check them out. We're going to finish off with one more recording from Liam Walsh there. We'll hear The New Demesne, recorded in London, 1933.
Thank you. Our music on the Thistle and Shamrock transcends boundaries.